Good evening, James McKenna here with my Science Hour. This is for November 12th, 2020. And many topics to cover this evening. I'll be talking about the mathematics of election fraud, just to give you a preview with Pennsylvania vote. They know that Pennsylvania is a key state. This was known from the beginning. And so you have literally 90% of the votes that have been added to give Joe Biden a lead, 90% of them have been for Joe Biden. And they had to give something to Trump. So like literally 10% of the votes went for Trump. Also, I'll be talking about the Pfizer vaccine that's been in the news. They say 90%. I mean, these people, where do these people get off 90% effective? I mean, I was on John Moore's show yesterday. I always am there Wednesday morning. And I should also mention right now, before I forget, I was on a show Monday, the Power Hour. I was the guest with Daniel, James Fetzer was sitting in for Daniel Brigman. So anyway, we talked for 2 hours on the election fraud and related issues. But that is a must-listen show, and I'm not going to repeat that show. I would recommend that you go listen there. That was Monday this past, what was it, the 10th, or no, the 9th, I'm sorry, the 9th, Monday the 9th, Power Hour, the old Joyce Riley show, now with Daniel Brigman as host, but James Fetzer was sitting in as host, and I was his special guest, and we talked about the many aspects of election fraud, including the fact that now it's confirmed, and I will confirm this myself, that the guy, the imitation Joe Biden at the second debate, was not Joe Biden. It was an actor. And there's no question. Everybody was wondering, how could Joe Biden make it through this hour and a half debate? And it wasn't Joe Biden. It was a body double. It was a very good one, very well done, good acting performance, but not enough to win the Oscars. Let's put it that way. but that guy had many distinct differences from the real Joe Biden. So talk about election fraud, putting an imposter up. This is like howdy doody. This is like the talking Muppet head presidential candidate. Anyway, I'll be talking a little bit more about that. But as I mentioned on John Moore's show yesterday about the Pfizer vaccine for coronavirus, they say it's 90% effective. Would you buy a car? Or would you get in a car? Would you even get in a car? Would you even open the door of a car if the salesman told you that the car would get you to where you're going 90% of the time? It's like, well, doggone, that sounds pretty good, 90% of the time. Well, if you're in that 10%, I mean, what happens to you? First of all, it doesn't work. The whole idea of a vaccine is that you take it, and the entire concept is that you take it and you're protected. But see, that gives them the out, because if it doesn't work at all, then, doggone it, you're just that unlucky sap in that other 10%. It didn't work for you. Sorry, buddy. You have these side effects. Sorry, buddy. You're in that other 10%. And 90% of the other people, and of course, you're not going to know who those 90% of the other people are, because nobody's going to tell you, just like vaccines in general, because there are no tests of efficacy of whether these shots work at all. There are none. Okay, so, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about Europa, the moon of Jupiter, glowing green from electron glow. That's a new story that just hit the airwaves. And I, you know, when this stuff comes out, I just hit my forehead. I just cannot believe the scientists are still roaming around and they're going, yes, it might help us understand the formation of the solar system 4.5 billion years ago. Science is so lame today, especially space science astronomy. These people are babbling idiots. This is tier two science, though, so there's no surprise here. But this is what fills the airwaves, but I'll be talking a little bit about that. First of all, I just want to bring an update. Now, we're heading into, people are already advertising Black Friday, which is coming up here soon, I guess, the day after Thanksgiving. And that's supposed to be the biggest shopping day of the year. So what I'm going to try and do is preempt that, and I'm going to have the James McCanney White Friday sale. But you can do that right now. And just a little, I'm going to try and make this short as possible because there's quite a few updates on my webpage. The homeschool education program is there. And here's the big issue for a lot of people. I have, you know, a lot of the things on my webpage are big ticket items. They cost money, and my education program is either $199 for the basic program for a family, a single family license, or it's $349.95 for the family everything package. That includes a lot, kind of about twice as much material. But the basic package is there just to get the crux of the information, of the real heart of the education program into the hands of anybody. By the way, it is not accredited. It is not, and I'm very proud of the fact that it is not accredited, because what I'm doing is combating accredited baloney science. Okay, so anyway, the point is that at checkout, you can choose now to make your payment in 4 installments. You don't have to have that chunk of payment right up front. And that's, some people are, you know, even $200 is a big investment for them. So now you can divide that into 4 pieces, or I have things like the home water, or the home, whole house water filters. You know, you can have an order of up to many thousands of dollars. So now you can divide that into many pieces, in up to 4 payments. And this is done at checkout. So check that out on my webpage. Anything that's for sale there, and the home, the grow towers, which people are responding to very well. The grow towers, I would consider a major purchase for most people. You know, the base system is like $600, something like that. And but that you can divide into 12 monthly payments if you like. So a lot of people are doing that. And so they're buying, now that it's we're going into wintertime, you would want to buy the lighting system to go with it. And but there again, you can divide that into 12 monthly payments for the grow system. That's a separate checkout. I want to mention, too, that I mentioned this last week, and it took me a few days to get it posted. It is now posted that on my water filter webpage, the water filter elements are 15% off, some of them more. Some of them are like 20% off. Free shipping to the 48 states. Sorry, Alaska and Hawaii. The shipping there is just too much money. I can't cover it. So we charge you guys, or foreign orders, we charge you shipping. And we ship by the cheapest method. So it's not, we don't make money off shipping. We just have to cover our costs. But the terracotta stoneware water filters, if you buy one, you get 5% off plus free shipping. If you buy two, you get 5% off the first one and 10% off the second one. If you buy three of them, then you get 5% off the first one, 10% off the second one, and 15% off the third one. And we will ship the individual orders, the individual terracotta systems, to either up to 2 or 3 different places. That, and they're about $40 to $45 just to ship. And we cover that cost. So it's a big savings. And the promotion is that at Christmas time, give some gifts this year that are meaningful. You know, forget the Barbie dolls and the video games and the, you know, the little tractor truck for the kids. You know, all of that stuff, you know, forget about it. What your kids need today is healthy, clean water and the education package. This is something that every home should have, because it's not just science education. It gets rid of the atheistic science that they're trying to pawn off on these kids these days. It's horrific. They're teaching, you know, that the kids, they're teaching them basically through evolution that they're just a little bit smarter monkey than the ones out there in the jungle. It takes away any recognition that you are a human being with natural rights, with a personal spirit that lives in your body. It takes away all of that. So public education is a disaster. And so homeschooling, it's the best thing that's happened since sliced bread, in my opinion. Get rid of that school system. Get rid of the teachers' unions. Get rid of all of the, you know, teachers. I'm not against unions. The problem is they have been force-fed this just horrific science material, and they're pumping it down the kids' throats as some kind of legitimate science. It's not. It's garbage. And, it has an agenda, which is worse. Okay, so anyway, my home education packages are there. And when you go to my webpage, it has a whole new design. All the clickable items are at the top. And so remember that terracotta sale that you buy one, two, or three, you get 5, 10, or 15% off. And then we ship one to Cousin Sally. We ship another one to your kid at college or your nephews or your sister that lives over in Cleveland. We will ship those packages to individual places for you. So you don't have to get them and then we ship them. We will do that. Okay, so anyway, the education packages, the terracotta water filters, which are the same size as the old stainless steel. We'll never get the stainless steel containers back. I don't think anybody ever will see those again. And everybody, no matter whether you're Alex Jones or the other companies, the hundreds of other companies that had those stainless steel water filters, they ain't coming back. You're not going to see those anymore. I sold those for 20 years, since the year 2000 when my show first started. I was selling stainless steel water filters. Did for 20 years, they're gone. Aren't coming back. That's the way it is. So now I've replaced those with the terracotta stoneware containers. They're the same size as the stainless steel. And so anyway, the reason they cost a lot to send is because they're heavier. They're bigger. One does not fit inside the other one like the stainless steel ones used to do for ease of shipping. Okay. And so then just other quick thing. This is very important for people who over the past year or two, I have lost or turned down customers with the wing generator because basically the wing generator is industrial grade equipment. Now, I'm going to make a statement here about the whole what you'd call alternative energy business for home, for farm and ranch, those kind of things. That industry has been abandoned because they were making products. The solar does not work. I mean, if you have serious requirements like welding, if you're doing machine work, if you have a shop, if you're a farm or a ranch where you have serious electrical needs, solar is not going to do it. You would have to panel the South 40 to get enough energy to run your operation. It's just the way it is. And it would be hugely expensive, plus all the batteries and the connections and the potential for fire. So that whole market was abandoned. And so when I came in with the wing generator, I was the only game in town. But my stuff is expensive. It's industrial grade. You're going to get industrial grade power out of my equipment. But the smaller systems, the smaller wing systems are relatively expensive compared to the big systems. As you get up into the bigger wing systems, they become extremely economical. The 10, the 25, the 50 kilowatt wing systems, very economical price-wise initial investment for people that need that level of power. And so what I did is I came along and I said, okay, I developed a small multi-blade system. It's all in one unit. It's much less expensive to manufacture. I would call it home-grade electronics. You're not going to get industrial-grade electricity out of this. You're going to get 120 volts. that you can plug in your refrigerator, you can put your home, one of your, say, side panel, half of your 240 split that comes into your house, you can put half of this in power, half of your house with, so it'd be refrigerator, lights, computer, internet, radios, important, essential things you could power with this new multi-blade home system. And it's about half the price of the wing generator system. So you're not going to get the high efficiency capture from the wind energy from low and high wind speeds that you would get from the wing generator. You're not going to get industrial grade equipment. You're not going to get industrial grade electric power. But it's a way for people in a home system to get some electric power and have a backup. And it's about 60% the cost of the wing generator. Delivered to your home, you can set them up yourself. You buy your own pole locally. And so it's this relatively small package that we have to ship to you. You can put it together in an afternoon with your friends, have it up and running. And then also we can help you get a small backup propane generator or a little diesel generator, something like that. And you have a home system. So anyway, I'm just saying this. Look for that on the webpage. I think I announced this last week, the initial announcement, but I did not have the webpage. So go there now. This you can purchase right there. You don't have to spec it out or anything like that. We kind of show you how to do this on my webpage. Once again, jmccsci.com. And the last thing I'll say is diesel, LP, liquid propane generators, and also natural gas. I can, if you happen to have a natural gas source. But most people, when they have backup, they want either liquid propane. I have systems that we've installed that have a 1,000-gallon propane tank and a backup generator, or what they call primary generator. And this is something, too, that the public does not understand because of bad marketing, basically, by the big generator companies. They don't really tell you this, but if you have a requirement where you got that generator running a lot of the time, then you need what is called primary power. And that generator, that little nice-looking cabinet that sits out in your backyard that's called a home backup system, those are meant to run a few times a year for a few hours. And they have a clock on there, and if you run them over a certain amount of time, that validates, it invalidates, it negates the warranty on those, because they're not meant to run all the time. That's a nice business, but it's a good business model for the big generator companies, but it's not primary power. So these people have this misconception that their home has backup power. Hey, if the lights go out, honey, we'll watch TV, we'll have air conditioning, not a problem. The guy will come and fill up the propane tank, and we'll have electricity when all our neighbors are out. Wrong. Because that generator is not built to run 24/7. In fact, it's not built to run more than 12 hours at a given time. You have to shut it down, check the oil, check the fluids, etc., and it's air-cooled, which makes it much less efficient. And that's a home backup system. So backup means backup. That means a few hours, maybe 10, 20 hours a year that thing should be running. It turns on once at Christmas time just to make sure everything's running okay, but that's it. So people out in the country, and this, once again, I get back to this concept I started with, I didn't quite finish it at the beginning, is that the cost of actually having backup power at your property, if you're a farm or a ranch, out in the country, and you want backup power, this does not apply to suburbia. You're not going to be putting wing generators or wind generators in suburbia. They're not going to let you. Zoning will, they just won't let you do it. So this is for farms, ranches, etc., which, by the way, most of you should be moving to a farm or ranch. I don't know if you know that. But you should have your own food, water, energy, primary, and defense. That's just the way it is these days. Okay, so the myth has been propagated by generator companies, by solar panel companies, that you can spend a few thousand dollars, throw a few panels up on your roof, and you got backup power. It's not true. It's a false advertising, and I've heard these ads on the radio too, where they say, cut your electric bill by 75 to 90%, install solar panels now. Hey, let me tell you something, boys and girls, grandmas and grandpas, that's a lie. That is false advertising because it's not going to happen. Tesla, the Sky City or whatever they call it, Sun City, they have this thing where they'll come out and install the system on your house for free, and then you start paying a monthly bill after that. That, too, is a scam because guess what? They own that equipment, and guess who gets that nice government rebate? They do. You don't. And you start paying them money, and if one day you realize that, hey, this thing ain't working, it's not benefiting me, I'm paying this monthly bill, and I'm not getting that back on my electric bill, and you say, come and get this thing out of here, you have to pay the installation and removal cost now. So now you're going to be strapped with a number of many thousands of dollar bill to get the damn thing out of there. Excuse my French, but that's what it amounts to. It's a con, but it's a good con if you're the guy selling it, because it's not going to provide you with power for your house. Let me tell you something. I've been through this, the calculations, etc. In a number of shows ago, I talked about Los Angeles, how they were going to, California wants to put, 50,000 charging stations for vehicles in the state of California? Where are they going to get the electricity to pump into these charging stations? It's absurd. They can't provide electricity to the people that they have now at their houses. What a scam. These people are just con men. But what we figured out was that the charging stations, the state of California was going to pay $11,000 per charging station. This is the little, when I say charging station, it's the unit that gets stuck on the wall and it has one cord coming off of it to charge a car. That's a charging station. I'm not talking about a gas station kind of charging station. I'm just talking about the unit that plugs on the wall. They were going to pay $11,000 for one of those up to, I forget what the whole thing was, like $400 million or something. $11,000 per unit. But guess what, boys and girls? That unit only is going to cost them about $2,000 to $3,000 installed. So guess what? There's about $8,000 of pork in there. Yeah, pork. Pork barrel, it's called. And so that money is going to be passed around the politician world. A lot of people in California, the Gavin Newsom crowd, that's why they're all Gavin Newsom supporters. They don't think he's a swell guy or a smart guy or anything else. Hey, they're all lining their pockets big time. Coronavirus, the companies out there are collecting insurance premiums like crazy, at your expense, by the way. Guess who pays for all those insurance premiums? You do, the little small guy out there. The small business, your insurance premiums are going to go up through the roof. And guess what? The big guys are going to get all that money. And the bailout, there's another thing. $4 trillion bailout, where does all that money go? To big business. You get a little cheap part of that. Of the $83,000 that you personally are in hock, everybody out there right now, because of the bailout for coronavirus, your personal ticket there, your personal debt, just happens to be about $83,000. They gave you $1,200. Oh my goodness, you just can't even keep up with it. You can't make this stuff up. It's like the election. Biden getting 90% of the vote after the election count stopped. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, geez. Anyway, back to home power. The myth has been propagated through false advertising, through false expectations, and through simply buyer unawareness, scientific unawareness, the myth has been propagated that you can just throw a few thousand dollars there and you're going to have enough power to power your house. Wrong. It's not going to happen. To really power your farm or ranch, it's going to cost money. And in some cases, significant amount of money. Let me give you an example. Guy's got a farm, 200 head of cattle that milking cows. Every day they need electricity. Their monthly electric bill is $30,000. Okay? This is an example where a wing generator comes in. They pay $150,000 to $180,000 for a wing generator system with backup with the generator, so they have 100% power no matter what's going on. They're going to be paying around $150,000 to $180,000 for a full-time electrical system that will run their ranch or farm at that level of electricity. But guess what? They make that money back in less than a year by not paying their electric bill. That's the customer. Now, you are sitting at home thinking, woo, $150,000, $180,000, that's a lot of money. Yeah, well, that guy needs that power, and he's willing to pay that kind of money because he wants to get off the grid, because he knows that one of these days the power company is going to pull his power and his operation is going to go under in a New York second. Okay, now come back to the home guy. To have a 5-kilowatt system at your home. This is pretty small, but it could run just your average house with a little backup generator. We're talking $17,000 to $18,000. And some people go, well, holy cow, that's a lot of money. I can go out and get some solar panels for a few thousand. Yeah, but it's not going to run your refrigerator even for a day. Not going to run your TV. Not going to run your computer. Might run your internet and a few lights. That's what you're going to get for $4,000 or $5,000 solar panel system. Not even going to run your refrigerator. So what I'm explaining here in kind of layman's terms is the issue of providing electricity for your house. And so why I've introduced these multi-blade systems and the backup generators. By the way, the LP, the diesel, I have access to 4 lines now of these products, the diesel and LP generators. They're the what they call portable. What if you look on a construction site, you might see a portable generator. They got the wheels. Those go up to 17 kilowatts. You can get them as small as 2 kilowatts. And they can run on propane or gasoline, but I wouldn't recommend using gasoline as a fuel. Don't store gasoline. Bad idea. It goes bad really quick, and it's dangerous, very dangerous. And so diesel and LP are your two options, which are very safe. But then I can also get what, if you want a home backup system, yeah, I can sell you a Generac home backup system, not a problem. But I'm going to tell you that that's not going to be your primary source of energy if the lights really go out. Then there's the commercial grade backup generators, which is the same thing. Those are meant for a few hours a day when the electricity, they're repairing the electricity or something. Okay. But then there is the industrial primary power machines. And these are diesel. This is, you still can get LP gas, but primarily diesel is the choice because you get a lot of power out of diesel. You can have a 1,000-gallon diesel tank sitting there. You get an awful lot of electricity out of that. And now you've got a primary power system that can power that ranch or farm. If you don't have enough wind on a given, say, a couple of days, you're not getting much wind, you still have a way of powering your system. And the goal is that 90% of your electricity over the course of a year will come from the wind. Okay, so that's the way they're designed. And then you can have other functions like pumping water, charging electric vehicles at the farm and ranch. All of those things are in my product line. Okay, the reason I'm going into this is because, number one, now I have a product for that small home, farm, ranch, hobby farm, cabin type scenario where you can have, if you've got fairly decent wind, you can have a backup system for about half the price of the wing generator system. And also, I want to stress the fact that I have the generator lines, the LP, the liquid propane, and diesel generator lines, and these go up to a megawatt. So I have access to big industrial primary power generators, and they can be made to your specifications. They can work with the wind generation systems, etc. So anyway, I've been a busy person. And the reason I'm doing this is because this is a market which literally I'm the only person in this market, because all of the other companies, they couldn't make a product that they could make a profit on. They even couldn't make a profit when there were government subsidies of 30%. They still couldn't make a profit. With the wing generator, I can make a profit. So I'm in business. I don't do government subsidies. If somehow you finagle a government subsidy because you installed a wing generator or something, that's your business. I don't get into that game at all. Okay, so once again, though, the Christmas sale is on, and I would recommend the Grow Towers. By the way, there's no discount. There's never any discount on the Grow Towers. I don't have any control over that, and that's fine, because they're a product that, believe me, there's high demand for those. We don't have to put a sale on. People are clamoring for those. Grow your own vegetables, tomatoes, lettuce. In fact, just a little story here. I talked to a woman that bought a grow system from me a number of months ago, and she got it home, and her granddaughter came over, and they planted the seeds and got it all going. This past week, she had a party for all of her friends to come over. She had so much produce growing out of this one tower that she couldn't eat it all. So she had a party to invite her neighbors and other people, local people, to have them take food home with them, because this one grow tower was producing so much food. That's a real story. That's a customer contact that I got back this week. And that's really true. These things, once they get going, when you see a tomato plant, a single tomato plant, you, in a tower, you have 50, up to 54 ports to grow things, including little herbs and spices and things like that. But when you see one tomato plant putting out 20 tomatoes in a day, I mean, you can't eat all that. I don't know anybody, though, even any families that can eat 20 tomatoes a day. That's how much these things put out. So anyway, having that, and this is the one thing in case of emergency, the biggest thing you're going to have problems with in the time of emergency is getting greens. People have their storage food. They might be able to go hunting and get a deer. I mean, there's all types of, say, emergency situations. But the one thing that you're not going to be able to get is vegetables. And that's what the grow tower is all about. You can put it inside. It's clean. There's no bacteria. There's no fungus. There's no herbicides. There's no spraying. There's no insecticides. It's a really nice system. It's called aeroponics. And it's very concentrated in the corner of your living room, if you want, or in the corner of your basement. You can put a grow tower and produce a lot of food. Okay. So anyway, that went on for a little bit longer than what I planned. A lot of very important information here. And I got into these businesses because the wing generator. And all of a sudden, the grow tower product came along, and I jumped on that. And, I've been busy and getting products that are important so you have solutions. Energy, water, and food. So, okay, enough of that. I'm not going to spend much time on the election because it's going to go on for a long time. I am now aware, because of contacts, that my voter cheating study, which was originally done in 2016, before the 2016 election, October 2016, then I revamped it in January of 2017 after the actual 2016 election, using actual voter numbers, and I showed that there were 10 major cheating centers in the United States for the 2016 election, and that gave Hillary Clinton 17 million illegal votes, and she still lost. And so what's happening today, by the way, that study is now in the hands of the attorney staff that is working directly with President Trump. And there's no question. There was massive, absolutely massive fraud on a national scale. So this time what they did is they got to the precinct levels because they realized that stuffing the ballot box in 10 locations would not be enough to beat Trump. Trump got about 40% more votes this time than he did in 2017 or 2016. And the other thing about the Democratic Party is it was split. There was, in fact, Joe Biden was a minor member. Remember that Bernie was sweeping the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is a socialist party, and Bernie was the front runner, Bernie Sanders, and he had to step aside again. He had to get beaten, but he's not getting poorer off of this. He's not missing any opportunities. He made like $3 million in 2016 by stepping aside and letting Hillary Clinton come in and claim the presidential election. But if you remember, if you were a Bernie supporter, you would certainly remember 2016 at the Democratic convention where they were 90% Bernie supporters in the audience waiting for Bernie to come up and be nominated and accept the nomination. When he stood up to accept the nomination, he said, "I'm turning it over to Hillary Clinton." And they said, "What?" And they all walked out, and Hillary Clinton gave her acceptance speech to be the Democratic candidate in front of an empty audience. There was nobody there. They were all outside crying. Those people did not vote for Joe Biden. So where did he get this amazing vote result? Well, it was all created. It's fabricated. And when the CNN proclaimed Joe Biden to be president, CNN is a CIA-owned news media. The CIA bought CNN in 1991 from Ted Turner. And that was one of their first major purchases of a news media to actually not influence them, but to own it. To have the CIA directly creating news and news content being, and that's the primary source of news for most people, is CNN. And so they have a way of directly, not anymore, I should say that. They have lost their ratings, their cable news network. Nobody even watches it anymore. It's so ridiculous because everybody knows. But the point is that that is the first public news agency that declared Joe Biden a winner. And so Joe Biden didn't win anything. This guy probably has a hard time putting his teeth in the morning. Like I said, the second debate, I haven't looked well at the first debate to see this, but the second debate, the guy was not Joe Biden. He was an actor. He was a Joe Biden imitator, and he did a very good job. And the thing is, his way of speaking was very different than Joe Biden. Joe Biden would hem and haw and go back and forth and lose words. And, you know, literally everybody that knows the real Joe Biden from all his videos, et cetera, knows that he was suffering from dementia and couldn't, you know, there's no way that real Joe Biden could get through a 90-minute debate. So they had this actor come in. And one thing very important that Jim Fetzer pointed out when we were on the show Monday, on the Power Hour show, you have to listen to that interview. You have to listen to that interview. But one of the things that James said was that the wife, what was her name? I forget, Anne or whatever Joe Biden's wife's name is. When she's with the body double, she's distant. She's away from him. She doesn't grab his arm. When she's with the real Joe Biden, she's all lovey-dovey and grabbing his arm and big smiles and walking briskly. And when she's with the body double, she's away from him. She's looking away from the camera as if to say, "Help, But she's caught in a trap. I mean, talk about a person that can't say anything, you know, is probably screaming inside because she's got to be with this imposter that is not her husband. And, you know, so anyway, that's pretty weird. But that is actually the situation. The guy in the second debate was not Joe Biden. And, of course, Trump didn't, you know, probably has never been in the room, in the same room with Biden ever in his life. You know, with all the people that Trump has been around through his, you know, 76 years of existence, probably never been in the same room with the real Joe Biden. So on stage, Biden comes out, the imitation Biden, and, you know, goes through this debate, and Trump thinks it's actually Joe Biden, but it's not. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to jump into the issue. I'm not going to talk about the vaccine. It's a vaccine that nobody should be taking any of these vaccines. There's not been enough testing. It's like, you know, slam dunk. Let's get it out there. The interesting thing here, too, is that Trump has fired a number of people from the Pentagon. This is getting very interesting because they would be the people who would come in and enforce a faulty election, some kind of like military coup. So he's moving in the background because I think that he knows that this is going to come to some kind of maybe a shootout. I don't know. And he has to have loyal supporters in there because literally this is a coup d'etat. And the United States, make no mistake about it, the United States is the last bastion of freedom in the world. Europe is gone. Britain and Canada and Australia are locked down. You will notice that you have not gotten any news from Canada or England. So you get some news out of England, but it's in total lockdown. They have total control of the food, etc. And Australia, people have been arrested for trying to go out of their homes to find food. That's the situation in Australia. People were arrested. There are other places in the United States, in spite of the Defund the Police program, where they have hired hundreds and thousands of new policemen. It's like a new type of policeman whose job it is to enforce the COVID-19 laws that are edicts by the local governors, etc. Here's another thing that just happened this last week, I should mention, that Joe Biden, or whoever is talking for him, is getting together with state Democratic governors to start locking down those states. So remember in the second debate, the moderator asked him, Joe Biden, the imitation Joe Biden, if he planned on locking down the country due to COVID-19. And of course, the imitation guy didn't have an answer, but it is reported that he had all the questions previously to plan answers, but he would not answer that question one way or the other. He would not, the body double would not answer the question. Because the real answer was that, yes, immediately upon entering office, he would shut the country down again and do it at the state and local levels, claiming, and if you looked at CNN or any of the fake news media, since the election, every day has been this major spike in cases and just pumping the coronavirus fear thing, because that's the lead into the Great Debt Reset program, which England, Canada, and Australia, and many other countries are already under. European Union countries, Angela Merkel, shutting down Germany. These countries are in a lockdown where they're going to take away personal possessions, pay off your debt. Isn't that wonderful? Why couldn't they just pay them off and you keep your property? It's all phony money. But the idea is that they are shutting down the world and the United States, and a guy named Donald Trump is the only thing preventing them from implementing their plan. And so they're going to try and ram through this Joe Biden win the election thing. But interestingly enough, it's still, if you look at the numbers, you know, CNN is saying, oh, Joe Biden won. But then on the back page, they show that the count still isn't in yet. And the count will not be in. The count is going to be contested because the counts are all phony. Like I said, Biden getting 90% of the vote since the election ended in Pennsylvania, pure fraud. Pure fraud, absolute pure fraud. Okay, so anyway, with that said, and oh, just one last thing. The one person you have not heard from in this whole milieu, the one person you have not heard from is Hillary Clinton. And she should be out there congratulating Joe Biden and Kamala Harris being the first vice president or something like that, whatever, congratulating. She is silent as a church mouse. She's nowhere to be found. And the reason for that, and I've explained this before, is that this whole thing is about Joe Biden, the old guy. He's older now than Ronald Reagan was when Ronald Reagan retired from being president. That's how old Biden is. He's the oldest guy ever to be around the presidential office, beginning a term, let alone ending a term. Okay, so anyway, he's going to drop out. So if you know anybody that voted for Biden, it's just ask him, well, you really didn't vote for Biden because he's not going to be there long. So who did you really vote for? And people are not going to have an answer. They're going to go, what do you mean? Well, Joe Biden can't remember his own name. He can't put his teeth in the morning. The guy that was in the second debate was clearly an imposter, an actor sent there to recite lines like a Hollywood movie. And so anyway, so Biden's going to be out of there soon. He'll probably be sworn in as president, and the day after he's going to, just like, remember, Department of Justice, the Attorney General, what was his name, the guy from Georgia. He was in there one day, and he rescinded himself. He was there to get into that office and then rescind himself so that the whole thing could go over to a special counsel for the Mueller deal. Okay, same thing's going to happen with Biden. He's going to be president for a day, and he's going to go, well, I kind of ain't feeling good. Kamala, you take over the ship here. Kamala Harris is then going to use the 25th Amendment to appoint Hillary Clinton as vice president. And so now you're going to have, this is going to be cheered by the feminist community because they're going to say, isn't it wonderful? Now we've got a president woman, we got a vice president woman. Aren't we all happy? And so anyway, then Kamala Harris is going to, for some reason, be there for a little while. Hillary is going to become president. This was the plan all along. This is what the plan was, in massive cheating. So that's why you're not hearing from Hillary right now. She's in the wings waiting her turn, because remember in 2016, she said it was her turn to be president. It was her turn, yeah. It was her birthright. Where do these people get off? I can't believe it. Okay, so anyway, now I'm going to talk about Europa, which is a moon of Jupiter. Europa is covered with ice, and it is believed, and for a good reason, that there are oceans of water underneath the ice. One little item here is that it is being bombarded by electrons because it's out in the solar wind, but it also interacts with this massive magnetic field of Jupiter. And so it is bombarded by electrons, which is the article that came out this past week, was talking about the green glow, just like auroras, when you have oxygen in the upper atmosphere and you see that green glow of the in the upper atmosphere in auroras, etc. That's due to water. And the same thing, when you see a green comet, that's because the green is fluorescing. And the green color is an effect of electron bombarding oxygen. There are other green colors also, but you can see green comets. Well, Europa has the same issue, that the electron bombardment, and by the way, it is acting as a comet, And the interesting thing is that over billions of years of allegedly being there, Europa should act like this giant comet. We should see this massively big comet because it's the ultimate dirty snowball. It's the ultimate ice ball. It's got all this water. It's being bombarded by the solar wind. It's being bombarded by the current sheets that are in the Jupiter radiation belts. It should be the biggest comet anybody ever seen. But it's not doing anything. And all that ice is still there. So that's proof. 100%. Any moron could look at that evidence and say, hey, dirty snowball comet model does not work. Does not work. So anyway, back to the green glow. The prediction, or the I believe there's actually observations now, is that Europa should exhibit this green ice. Now, there is a place, and I just saw this, it's like in Siberia or something, up on the northern coast of Alaska, where the ice glows green because of, and I can't remember the exact reason why the ice up there glows green, but there's an energy process that is involved in producing that green light from the ice. And this is ice that is ancient ice, and it's very clear ice. In other words, ice can be amorphous. In other words, it blocks light from passing through. But it also ice can be clear, in which it acts like a lens. In fact, the ancients used to use ice to cast it into lenses, and the first telescopes were actually ice. So if you can imagine, instead of using glass to focus light and use it as amplification, etc. The other way water was used is on a pure glass surface, and put a drop of water on it, and you can use it as a magnifying glass, and it gives you quite a good magnification of small things. And so water and ice have been used as a lensing medium for optics. But at any rate, the reason for that is because some ice, if it does not contain a lot of oxygen, a lot of free oxygen, then it would be clear. And the reason ice, sometimes, a lot of times you'll take an ice cube out of the refrigerator and it's like foggy, it's like hazy looking, and you cannot see through it. That's because there's a lot of gas bubbles and air in the ice. But if the ice freezes and it does not have a lot of air content, then it can be clear. So at any rate, and you can get rid of those gases. If you were casting ice, for example, water ice, to make a lens, you could get rid of those gases before you freeze it, and then it would be a nice, clear, glass-like lens. Okay, so anyway, back to Europa. But it's especially amazing when you bring this up, which I've been bringing up since I first started noticing all the contradictions from when I was at Cornell, 1979, and I'm bringing up these contradictions. That back then it was called the ice ball comet model. And if you look in my early papers, I called it the IBCM, kind of like intercontinental ballistic missile with the letters changed around. ICBM is intercontinental ballistic missile. I called the ice ball comet model IBCM. Just change those two letters around and you get the ice ball comet model. But that's what it was called in 1979. And then it was discovered by observation in 1986 that the nucleus was very black. And so prior to that, they called it the dirty snowball comet, the snowball comet model. First, it was the snowball comet model, where you would expect a pure white nucleus of snow and ice. And then they realized, well, there's a lot more dirt than ice, And so they called it the dirty snowball comet model. And then when the Giotto spacecraft finally got to the comet Halley in 1986, was the 85, 86 time frame, and took a picture of the nucleus, it was black as coal. Then they called it the really dirty snowball comet model, but still snowball comet model. And so now they just call it little icy wanderers, this kind of thing. But the big contradiction is the four moons of Jupiter, three of them are icy. Europa, Ganymede, Callisto. Io is boiling hot, sulfur, etc. So at any rate, that's an interesting, I'll be following that as that story proceeds. Yeah, we're heading up towards the end of the show, about a minute and a half to go. And I just want to remind you that if you're ordering products, especially the water filter products, and are looking for these things to be shipped, my recommendation is to order early. People that order on the 15th of December and say, please ship my stuff and get it there before Christmas, are probably going to be out of luck, especially in this world of COVID-19 and shipping. And this year, there's going to be much more shipping for the holiday season than ever probably in history. So if you wait, you're going to probably be out of luck. Your people are not going to get their stuff till January. So my recommendation is to sit down and, number one, give people a gift that is beneficial to them. You've got grandchildren, get them the education package. If you've got anybody that you know needs water filters, that's just a blanket statement. Everybody needs a water filter to clean that water up. My filters are the lowest price. They take out the most stuff, and you don't need add-on filters, and I provide free shipping. I mean, I don't know what more you could ask for. That's about as, plus you look at the entire list. My filters the testing is done for the lifetime of the filters, and that it's the only one that does that. Other people say they test it. They literally test it for 50 gallons of water and then make a claim and say it filters for 5,000 gallons. It's absurd. So anyway, my webpage, jmccsci.com. Go there, new design, all of the clickable line items at the top. You can go to all the different subpages, look at the different options. The small multi-blade wind systems are there, etc. And, I have something for everybody, but it helps me. I don't have sponsors. I don't have people handing me money under the table. So your purchases are the things that support me. This is James McCanney. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we're at the crossroads. Good night.